We're on Quick's Land this morning, and it's time to check in with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, see how we can help out. Regional Coordinator Darren White joins me on the program. We are finally in the month of April, and that means Float Your Boat is right around the corner. Darren, give us the details.
Yeah, right around the corner. I just want to point this out again, give an update on this, since it is coming up very quickly here. It's on April 28th. And it takes place at Bass Pro Shop here in Columbia, Missouri. And it's a great way for people to be able to come out and just be involved and be able to help out those in need. It's a fun activity. And all it is we just you encourage for participants to be able to build a boat made of cardboard and duct tape. And we have different levels of awards that we give out, you know, the best fastest sinking, you know, the fastest boat. We have a People's Choice Award, best decorated. So it's just a, and if you don't, you know, make a boat, if different individual organizations don't participate with a boat, just come on out and you support, you know, give it a watch, you know, because if you haven't been out before, it's just a really fun event to be able to get involved with and, again, be able to support and give back to those in need through a food donation or funding. And I also like to say, you know, this is the seventh year of this event. So it started in 2012. So it's been around a little while, and it's just, again, a great event. So I encourage folks to come out.
All right. Now, are these boats big enough? Do the participants actually get in the boat?
Oh, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. They have to be in the boat and be able to stay in the boat all the way across the lake. So, yeah, and we have different. We have a short race too for younger kids, and of course a longer race. But yes, they have to be in the boat and be able to stay in there the whole time without sinking. So it's a fun thing to be able to see some of those boats get, you know, struggle to get across, and some are great with the build and be able to get across. But yeah, they have to be in the boat the whole time.
Sounds like a great visual as well. I'm wondering, do you have spectators just want to come out and watch? And if so, I guess we would encourage them to maybe bring a few bucks along with them too.
Yeah, bring a few bucks. You know, vote on your favorite one. We have different, you know, each boat where you're able to vote on, you know, what you think is the best build, what you think looks the best, and so forth. So, yeah, again, yeah, if you're not participating, just come on out and take it in, be able to watch it, because it is a wonderful event.
Float Your Boat, April 28th at the Bass Pro Lake there at Columbia. Darren White with me, regional coordinator, and I want to just kind of go over some general information regarding the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. So we'll turn it over to you, Darren. Go ahead.
Yeah. We talk about the Bayou Pack and so forth and a lot of things that go on with the Food Bank, but I just want to throw some other general information out. Some things we reviewed before, some we have not, but one is, you know, we cover 32 counties. We're stationed in Columbia, but we do cover 32 counties throughout Central and Northeast Missouri. And geographically, we are the largest food bank in the state of Missouri. So we cover a lot of area, and throughout that area, we're helping a lot of folks in need. And we're actually providing 100,000 people, serving 100,000 people each and every month throughout that area. And, of course, we're shipping our food through our partners. So we have over 140 partners like soup kitchens, homeless shelters, food pantries that we are shipping that food to. So we're serving, again, approximately 100,000 people through them each and every month. And one thing I want to share is I mentioned geographically we are the largest food bank in the state, but there are actually five other food banks in the state of Missouri. And I just want to mention them here. St. Louis Area Food Bank, we have the Southeast Missouri Food Bank, Ozark Food Harvest, Harvesters, and the America's Second Harvest of Greater St. Joseph. So there are other food banks in the state, but we are actually the only food bank in the state that provides our food at no cost. So I say that, so there again, our partners, like our food pantries, homeless shelters, senior centers, and so forth, are receiving food from the food bank at no cost. And we're very happy about being able to do that, and hopefully we can continue that, because, of course, you can see how those agencies can use their resources for other things by being able not to pay for the food that they're receiving from the food bank. With that, one thing I wanted to also share is, and I know I mentioned this before, but with every dollar, the food bank's able to purchase $21 worth of groceries. So funding goes a long ways. But I want to share that we can do that because of our affiliation with Feeding America. So through them, we are buying most of the food that we receive in bulk, and most of the time we're only paying transportation costs to get it from Feeding America to the food bank. So that's how we're able to acquire so much food for only a dollar. And with that, I wanted to share that with that dollar, 97.5% is going to food acquisition and distribution. So we're maximizing the dollar the best we can. So only 2.5 is going to administrative and fundraising costs. So something we're very happy to be able to do. And, of course, we want to make sure that the most of everything that we receive goes to helping those in need. And one last thing here I wanted to share is how very important volunteers are to the food bank. Last year, 1,114 hours of service volunteers helped us out. So volunteers are so very important, you know, because that equates to over $2 million of labor costs that they're saving the food bank. So again, with every dollar that we're getting helps us get so much food, $2 million in labor costs is going to help us get more food to those in need. So volunteers are so highly important because, again, we're getting most of the food from Feeding America, and that's coming in bulk. That has to be repackaged before going to our partner agencies, and the volunteers greatly help us do that. So, again, all these things are so important, and we just want to be able to maximize everything we're doing to maximize, you know, every dollar that we receive to be able to get as much food out to those in need. Because actually, in the food bank's 32-county service area, 1 in 6 people are food insecure. So, and that seems to be steady and not getting any better, and we just want to take advantage of every resource we have to help so many people that we need to within our area.
Let me follow up on the volunteer aspect of the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. You need volunteers there at the Columbia location, or are there other places that you take volunteers? Are you talking specifically about the your warehouse there?
Yeah. These numbers are coming from our warehouse here. Mm-hmm. But our partners as well can always use volunteers. You know, again, I pointed out like Crisco Center and Sheriff Brook, Safe Passage there in Randolph County. They can always use volunteers to help serve on their serving days when they give out food.
Sure.
But these numbers are coming from the food bank, and we have a big, you know, volunteer room where they come in and we package on a daily basis. So volunteers are needed, you know, at many locations, though, as well.
I know we had to help out with the flooding we had in Moberly. We lost some food, which was tough. Our family life friends lost a lot of food recently, so had to do some catching up, didn't we?
Yes,
yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, with the flash flooding. Okay, listen,
yes.
Darren, if people would like to donate, if they'd like to give volunteer hours, participate in that way, give us some contact information.
Yes, you can always contact the food bank at 573-474-1020. That's our main line. If you have questions and want to speak with myself, you can call me. My direct line is 573-447-6603. And you can, of course, always check us out on our website at sharefoodbringhope.org. And, again, it will have the Float Your Boat event, all the other upcoming events, information about the Buddy Pack, and everything. So go there and check us out.
Darren, thanks for the update. We appreciate the statistics that you shared here this morning.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You got it. Hopefully folks will consider helping you out. the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. And again, Float Your Boat coming up April 28th.